My name is Katsia Aurelien, and I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for patient Helen Venema, H-E-L-E-N, V-E-N-E-M-A. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage four. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and the aging process. There is a slight decrease in the renal function with BUN of 43 from 31, creatinine of 1.8 from 1.5, and GFR of 25 from 32. This deterioration could be related to hyperuricemia, period. There is no urinalysis available to assess for activity in the urinary sediments or to calculate for the to calculate for proteinuria. Period. She is euvolemic. And denies any urinary symptoms. Number two, hyperuricemia with uric acid of 8.6. We started her on allopurinol 100 milligrams one tab daily. Unfortunately, due to her, because she lives in an assisted living, she is not able to cook, so she is not able to adjust her diet as we would like for her to. So we will repeat the uric acid level and continue to monitor for now. Number three, arterial hypertension. Her blood pressure reading today is 158 over 72. She is advised to limit her fluid intake and reduce her total sodium intake to 2 grams in 24 hours. Continue with the current regimen for right now. Period. The next line, hyperlipidemia. With unremarkable lipid panel, continue with current regimen. The next line, hypomagnesemia, related to her intake of PPI for GERD. We discontinued the pantoprazole and started her on famotidine, 40 milligrams one tablet daily. And advised her to take magnesium oxide 400 milligrams twice a day. Period. We will continue to monitor with MBD labs. Period. The patient refused the renal ultrasound, stating she is unable to afford it and simply does not have the time to get it done, period. Next line, the patient is extremely hard of hearing and wears a hearing aid. She has an upcoming appointment with Dr. Livingston for a new hearing aid. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with lab work. End.